Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
The best sports people are always trying to improve and unlock more of their potential. Sports coaching expert Timothy Galway says coaching is unlocking a person's potential to maximize their own performance. Someone once asked the great sculptor Michelangelo how he approached a large chunk of marble as he went about turning it into an intricate work of art. He described his work as liberating an angel from a stone. In Philippians 2, Paul encourages us by reminding us that we too are not finished works. He says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." God is shaping and molding us more and more into his likeness and helping us fulfill his good purpose in our lives. And he gives us all we need to do this. To work out your salvation could be better read as to live out your salvation. One way we do that is through seeking joy, through becoming like Christ in our attitude to life, even when it's tough. Paul continues. He says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you'll shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I'll be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run in labor and vain. But even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." Now, Paul is mainly speaking about relationships within the church and amongst other Christians, but this flows out into our life in the world. We're called to be radically content. As we trust our Heavenly Father, even when we face hardship, we can find joy. Anyone who's been in a sports club knows how hard this is to do. We love to moan. We love to moan at our teammates, either directly to them or more likely behind their back. We big ourselves up by subtly dissing our teammates. "She shouldn't be training with us. If I was in charge, they wouldn't be playing in that position." And we love to moan about our coaches. "Why am I not in the team? What a stupid decision to do that." We love to moan about officials and referees. "How on earth did they get such a simple decision wrong? They always penalise us more than the opposition." Sport is full of moaning. How radical and distinctive would it be to be known as someone full of contentment and joy? Someone who recognises others as flawed as we are, but who values them as those who have inherent dignity, as those made in God's image. Imitating Christ will see us imitating his joy, even in the most difficult of circumstances, and so bringing others into that joy. There are often legitimate things to complain about, and this passage doesn't say we shouldn't raise injustices with the right people, but we will more than likely ignore more than we raise as we consider Christ and his humility. Humility, a you-first attitude, is one that leads to joy, and it's an attitude that we are not permitted nor should want to leave in a changing room. We need to strive for joy. We need to fight to see the good in others. We need to look to Christ, see his attitude, and pursue joy. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the reminder that I'm not a finished work, but you're working in me to make me more like Jesus every day. Help me to be content in all circumstances, finding my safety and joy in you daily within my sport. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus, that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about him this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next time.